Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
We continue coverage in this year's general election today. Alfred Cannon, who's standing for the new Eyre and Michael constituency. He's 48. I'm right in that.
Correct. Oh, yeah.
Married with three children. He's the standing member for Michael, following his father in the role. In 2011, you said you'd move from Selby into your constituency. Your constituency has now moved to accommodate you without that being necessary, which is very useful. You promised 5 years ago acumen and ability. Do you think you've delivered?
Well, I think I've delivered on a number of fronts. 5 years ago, I set out a vision for a modern, caring and prosperous society. And that vision is very relevant today, going forward. And what I'm be seeking to achieve and build on is everything that I've done in this administration in terms of laying out my principles, my beliefs, scrutinising government, the achievements that I've personally brought to the Civil Service Commission, to the Manx Utilities Authority, where I'm chairman, and my role as chairman of the Public Accounts Committee. I'll be looking to build on those and drive forward, because there's a number of huge challenges that we're still facing.
Well, let's deal with one of them. You're a critic of the government's pension solutions. Your solution is closing the public sector final salary scheme to new members and opening a properly funded defined contribution scheme. You think that's the way ahead?
Well, the public sector pension scheme, it is bringing huge financial commitments to the public purse, and will do so for some considerable time going forward. I don't think we found the right solution yet. And not only that, I don't think that the funding requirements for the public sector pensions have been properly costed out, nor have the public been told clearly what services will be impacted as a result of having to pay for these public sector
you
pensions.
You say between now and 2022, £135 million will have to be
well, we're having to saved. We're having to find an additional £60 million in the next government, and it carries on rising and rising after that up until 2036. Now, we need to be clear with the public where this sort of money is going to be found. And one of the keys to achieving that is to deliver a proper programme for government, a clear and definable programme right at the beginning of administration, so that people can clearly understand what the government is setting out to achieve and where their money is going to be spent.
Well, the government invests, of course, to try and make money. You're against the Pinewood investment, although the government made £11 million out of that. You're against the principle, I understand.
The Pinewood investment, 5 years ago, was achieving nothing for the Isle of Man, and has really achieved nothing for the Isle of Man. The fact that the Treasury Minister took a punt on the shares and made £11 million is not really relevant to whether society is benefiting from government spending.
Government's judging its results, though, isn't it?
And that's what we need to improve on and get better at. You know, economic growth is absolutely the driver for the island going forward, particularly with Brexit and the challenges and the uncertainty now that we are facing. Absolutely, we've got to focus on economic growth, but we've also got to focus on building society. And I think that's one of the failures that we've seen over the last 5 years that hasn't been properly delivered, and we need to get better at it and outline a clearer vision for the Isle of Man going forward.
Your style can be robust. A senior union figure reminded you were not still in the army. Does robust get results?
Sometimes you need to be robust in order to
achieve. Do you think you're over-robust on occasion?
No, I think you know, my personal style is that I do listen. You know, I do try to understand the issues. But you know, sometimes if you're going to achieve results, you've got to be focused and you've got to be clear about what you need to do in the best interest of the public. So if I'm robust, it's because I believe that we need to change things or need to drive forward agendas that are in the best interests of the Isle of Man.
Finally, you'd be working in tandem with another MHK in Eyre and Michael. Does that appeal to you?
Well, I never really wanted to change the constituency. I'm not for the size of the constituency. I think that Michael and Eyre would be best served by one MHK each. However, the changes happen now, that means everybody is going to have to work together on a constituency level, and we're going to have to get on with the job. So yes, when the time comes and we've got two people, if I was elected, we've got two people in post, then we do need to work together for the best interests of the constituents.
I have to close it there. Alfred Cannon, standing in the constituency of Eyre and Michael, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys general election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.